Thank you.
chapter 1, verse 13. How can you quit? Amen. It's easy, amen, these days when you're going through things, amen, you get to the point sometimes and you say, what's all this worth? Amen, Lord, I just want to give up. I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to quit. Amen.
Amen.
But you got to honestly ask yourself, how can you quit? Amen. If God did not quit on you, how can you quit on God? How can you quit on the Savior, praise God, that has given you everything that you need in this world? How can you quit? And I just come to encourage you today that, neighbor, God does not owe you an explanation. So you shouldn't look for one from him. Amen? He does, however, provides you an exit out of whatever you're going through. So how can you quit? How can you shrug it off your shoulders and say, God, I done had enough. I can't do this anymore. And expect for a blessing to come from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's right before Thessalonians. Amen. Look in your appendix. The glossary, amen, so that you can find.
Right after Philippians.
Yeah, right after Philippians, right before Thessalonians. Amen, got it? Everybody got it? Chapter 1, verse 13. But I'm going to start from verse 10 through 13, amen? He says, how can you quit? The word of God, and this was Paul at the church of Colossae, amen, talking to the Romans, amen, telling them, how can you quit? He says that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. We just talked about, minister just talked about understanding, amen?
Amen.
Wisdom and knowledge and understanding, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Amen? God has delivered us from the power of darkness. How can you quit? Amen? How can you quit on the Lord? Amen? And I know that the times are hard right now. Everything is pushing at you. Everything is grabbing for your attention. Everything is trying to distract you from living holy with the Word of God.
Amen.
But in your mind, you can't say, I'm going to quit. I'm just tired. I ain't going to do this no more. Amen? You can't give up on God like that because God has translated you, amen, out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at what Paul is saying to the church here, he's saying, don't give up so easily. Don't act like that. This world, these problems in this world is so hard for me that I can't go through this. Because God created you to go through this. Amen?
Amen.
He said he will put no more on you than you can bear. Praise God.
Amen.
He asked your neighbor, how can you quit?
How
can you quit seeing that you know the Lord? Amen? You know that God has given you every good and perfect thing. Amen? He's given it unto you. Praise the Lord. How can we turn around and turn our backs on the Lord and say that we can quit? We talked a little bit about the promises this morning, and one of those promises came out of the book of Proverbs. But I'm going to take you to another promise that God promises for us. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 31. Verse 8. I don't know, my mic is not sounding that good, but bless the Lord. I hope it's all right. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, Old Testament Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, we look for comfort in every area. We look for the Lord to give us a word, amen, that we may use in the time that we are going through so that we can be assured that God is there, amen? And in Deuteronomy 31 and 8, praise God, the word of God reads, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord is telling us that you're going to go through things, but I'm going to be with you. I'm going to go before you. Do not fear or be dismayed. So you can't quit. Praise God. You can't quit. Whatever you're going through, you got to go through so that it can be better. Praise God.
Amen.
You're going to have crises in your life. That's what life is. It is a mixture of ups and downs. It is a mixture of turnarounds. Amen. And it's a mixture of crying and joy. Amen. It's a mixture of pain. You're going to have pain in your life, but then there's a mixture of gain. Amen. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Quitting is not an option. You don't have an option to quit. Amen. And you know, I take this back to when I was going through something a couple of years ago, and I began to cry out to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I don't feel that I should have to go through this. And God said to me, well, you can't quit and you can't resign. You don't have an option of quitting. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we received to not have that option to give up. Amen? To quit. To lay down our battles. Because the Lord is going to fight your battles for you if you give them to Him. Praise God. And when we're going through our family crisis or our job troubles, amen, we should be reminded of Deuteronomy 31 and 8. He will never leave me nor forsake me. That's a promise that the Lord has made to us. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And we got to know, saints of God, that when we are going through and when the times are very hard, we got to know that God is up to something to make something good come out of our bad situations. Amen. You see, when we know right from wrong, we know that there's good and evil in the world, but God always takes that evil and make it work together for our good.
Amen.
For those that are called according to His purpose. Now, when you understand that you were called according to God's purpose, and there is a work that you've got to do on this earth, amen, to fulfill that purpose, then you ought to know that good and bad don't come your way. But even if it's bad, you are assured through God's word that it will work together for your good. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's not going to leave you right where you are. God ain't going to leave you in half of the battle, praise God, when you're going through. He ain't going to leave you right there. He's going to be right there with you. He's already gone before you. He's Alpha and Omega. He's already seen the end of your battle even before it started. Amen?
Amen.
God is going to be there with you, but He's looking for a few good soldiers. Praise God, that will sell out for Him. Praise God, that won't give up in the time, amen, when we think all is done.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. And I use a situation, praise God, and I know that the mortgage crisis is a big thing that's happening right now in America. It is happening all over the land. Folks can't afford to pay their mortgages. They can't afford to do this. They can't afford to do that. But I will tell the saints of God, you hang on in there, you stick to God's principles, you keep tithing whether you can pay your mortgage or not. That ain't the issue here. The issue is, will I follow God through my crisis? Amen?
Right.
Will I stick to my guns that God has given me? Will I stick to the word that he's given me, the manner that he's given me to sustain myself? Or will I keep eating that until God gives me something else? Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so with these crises that are coming our way, they are tests. Amen. They are tests that's coming your way. None of us that are in the manifold of God, not the mortgage company, nor anyone else has been able to move us off the rock that God put us on. Amen? I don't care how many months it's been, praise God. I don't care how many trials that you go through, but no one is able to move you off of that rock until God gives them permission. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll bring you through the mortgage crisis. I'll put you in it.
Amen.
I'll get you out of it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We were sitting the other day, praise God, and always, saints, when you're going through something, always reach back and find somebody else that's going through and help them through. Don't worry about your getting through. You just help somebody else through. Amen. You forget about your problems.
Amen.
Forget about what you're going through.
Amen.
But pray and help somebody else do what they're going through. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I had been negotiating, praise God, for someone that's having a mortgage issue. The saints of God, they weren't behind. They just they're forecasting that there's going to be great difficulty in the coming months. But they asked me, Dr. Lynn, could you please help me with the situation? I says, yes. I'll give you the power of attorney to speak on my behalf. And they did that, and I got the power of attorney, and I sent it across to speak on their behalf. And I said, we're having great difficulty this month, but next month we don't see anything at all. So we're warning you far in advance that we need you to do something, amen. We need you to reduce this person's mortgage so that they will not have this problem, amen. And it comes down to as simple as speaking a word. Praise God.
Amen.
After we sent across the power of attorney, I then beckoned the person to come back in so that we could sit down and reason together. Praise God, with the mortgage company. I got someone on the line, and I had prayed before we went on the line. God, give us somebody that's willing to help this person. Amen.
Yes.
Don't give me somebody with an attitude.
Yes.
But this man was so open that we got his mortgage reduced right there on the phone the other day. Amen. And we saved him over $16,000 a year. Amen. By asking for a reduction in his mortgage. Amen. I said, Lord, I thank you. I began to shout and thank God for his breakthrough. And he said, Pastor, it was so, God showed him how it worked. He sat down, the man was quoting some numbers over the phone. I said, well, I tell you what, I don't know if you want a 30-year fixed or you want a 5-year ARM again. I'm gonna give you he's gonna give you the breakdown between the two. And he was sitting there giving him the breakdown. And as the man was giving him the breakdown, I was doing my breakdown, amen? I was subtracting some things out. I said, because if you do this, you're going to save yourself at least $1,300 a month. If you do that, I said, and you know what? You can do this, and you don't need all of that. So I came up with $2,335 from a $3,800 mortgage. Amen? And so when the man, I asked the gentleman on the phone, I said, could you tell us how much is he looking for? And the gentleman happened to give him the same figure that I had sit there and figured out on my paper, right? And I showed him, this is what it's going to be. So he said, well, Dr. Lynn, you know, my God, he said, this is nothing shorter than a miracle. He said, because if you hadn't figured that thing out on the paper, I was thinking you ain't know what you were talking about. But God already done told us he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I said, you're a tither, right? Yes, yes, I'm a tither, even if I can't pay. I said, but God promised us in his word that he would keep us. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
And he will keep you, saints of God. But he needs some interaction from you.
Yes.
Amen? God needs to see you keep praying. Even though you don't see the results right in front of you.
Yes.
God needs you to keep praying. He needs you to keep being steadfast. Amen. In his word. Amen. Stay in his word. Stay in his word. No matter what they say, stay in his word. He said, because the word is near you. Amen. It's in your mouth. Praise God. And after a while, God will allow you to speak that word out of your mouth. Amen. Because it's near you. It's in you. Praise God. And he is going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask. Praise God. Don't quit. Praise God. Quitting is not an option. Amen. Amen. You can do everything else, but just don't quit. Praise God. Amen. And don't even keep threatening God with the fact that you're going to quit. Yeah. Amen. You know, we like to threaten God. I ain't going to do this and I ain't going to do that. We like to talk back to him. I ain't going to do this and I ain't going to do that. Every time you resist from doing something for the Lord, amen, you lock your blessing. God said he's open. He's open so that you can get and receive what you need. But we can't expect that we can tell God what we're not going to do. Amen. Because his promises says that he's giving you an exit out of what you're going through. Praise God. We just got to look forward for that exit to come out of what you're going through. And you know, we can't be too prideful to say, Lord, you know, I need your help, Lord. Because sometimes God will send your test through somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will send your test through somebody else. Amen. The very thing that you think that you're strong in, that's the very area that you're going to receive your test. Hallelujah. And when you receive your test, thanks of God, it is good to remember that even though you thought it came in a bad way, but God gonna take everything that was bad and turn it around for your good.
Yes.
Nothing bad. You gotta sometimes thank the person for the bad stuff. Amen. Because without the bad stuff,
hey,
you would never know what your good stuff looked like. Amen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what your good was when it got to you. Praise God.
Right.
You wouldn't know how to give God the praise for your good if the bad didn't show up first. So your test of the bad is going to show up first before you get your good. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in school, you got to work this thing. Amen. You keep working at something and you keep working at it until you get the good out of it. Amen. It's just like with the grapes. They keep stomping those grapes and mashing those grapes until they get the best of the wine out of it. Amen. And the best wine comes from those grapes that have been mashed and stepped a couple of times. You may not get it the first go round.
Yeah.
You may got to go two or three times. You may got to go four or five times. But however long it takes, amen, you got to know that God is in it working out no good.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I've seen it come. I've seen it come. I've seen it come through the crisis in the families, amen.
Yes.
You know, I just can't seem to understand it. I told the Lord the other day, God, I don't understand what you're doing. And I know I don't know God's ways. I know his ways ain't my ways. But I know he's bringing something good out of a bad situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because folks, let me tell you, God didn't create nothing unless it was good.
Yes.
Everything God created was good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said, everything I created was good.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Yes. And I'm going to take that bag and bring things out of it for you in a good way.
Amen.
Amen. That man went on out rejoicing the other day. And I was rejoicing just for being an instrument that God was able to use.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we just got to be an instrument that God is able to use.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't know how we're being used, but we say, Lord, use me till you use me up.
Amen.
Amen. And when you are standing in the gap for somebody else, God is automatically taking care of your needs.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's like you're concentrating so hard on one thing.
Yes.
And let's say you know that the stop sign is right there at the corner of your street because you go that way every day. But this one particular day, you're just in such deep concentration that you're thinking about, oh, the trouble of somebody. Let me pray for this person. You get to the stop sign, But you don't break. And you go through the stop sign. And you get there, you say, Lord, forgive me. But you don't hit nobody. That was God. That was God taking a foolish mistake and turning around for your good. And when you get to your destination, you get a phone call that person is blessed. Amen. Everything done worked out all right. That was God. That was God seeing to it that he's bringing your good out of a bad situation. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't know how we're going to influence each other's lives.
Yes.
But if we keep going, amen, and if we just for once remember and remind ourselves that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us, we're going to get through.
Yes, we
amen.
Will. Yes,
we're going to get through all the hard times.
Yes, we will.
We're going to get through all the turmoil, amen.
Yes,
we're going to get through all the financial setbacks. Praise God.
Yes.
I can't see it, folks. I can't see it, but I know that God's going to bless us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yesterday I didn't have. But that don't dictate for my tomorrow.
No,
because I serve a right now God.
Amen.
I serve a God that's able to move on my behalf while I'm talking about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he needs you. He needs you to give him praise for where he's bringing you out of. Amen. We serve a right now God. We serve a God that's in the miracle working business right now. Amen. Lord, we need miracles worked in our lives right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift it up to you in the name of Jesus. I lift up to you every financial situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're doing, God. But right while you're doing it, I know it's working together for my good. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you praise until you bring me out. Because I know you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I never leave you nor forsake you. I'm so grateful these days, because none of us know the hour, the time of the day. But I'm grateful that God has given a platform to the people of Seven Seas. You may not see it, praise God, but it's there. It's there. And it's there for you to embrace and take a hold of it.
Amen.
Everything that you're going through is to make you strong. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, I show up in your weakness.
Amen.
I become strong when you become weak.
Amen.
I know it sounds like a foolish thing. Because when you become weak, you just think that there's no existence of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You think that you're all willy-nilly.
Yes.
You think you're a pushover. You think folks walking on you like old mats.
Yes.
But God said, when you become weak, I can become strong. I can't do it in you while you're all up there. While you running things. I don't need you to run anything. I need you to feel helpless.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I need you to feel helpless. I need you to feel like don't nobody love you. Don't nobody care about you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I need you to feel like all love has been extracted out of your being. I need you to be helpless.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. That I may become strong. That I can show myself mighty. I don't need you doing it. I don't need to give you an explanation. I don't need to give you an excuse why I'm doing what I'm doing for you.
Yeah.
I just need you to be weak.
Yeah.
Mm. My God, I need you to be weak.
Amen.
That I may be strong.
Amen.
Won't you allow the Lord today to be strong through your weakness?
Amen.
I need you broken. Let come on the
bullshit.
I need you broken. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you broken without recourse.
Thank you.
You ain't got no way out. You ain't got no way out. I need you broken. That I may be strong. Amen. That's the question. And my problem, How weak can I get in my problem for God to show up? You got to get so weak that you throw up both your hands and say, Lord, this is yours. I can't handle this no more. Amen. I can't take it no more, Lord. You take this. You take this burden from off of me. Because I can't handle this anymore. God, I'm just a lowly servant of yours. Would you take this burden off of me? And he'll say, my child, I was waiting for you to say that I'm weak and I want you to show up. Amen. I thank the Lord for when he gives me these words. How can you quit? God promised you an exit out of whatever you're going through. He promised an exit out of the famine of the land. And he's using the famine to show himself mighty. He know you ain't got $4,000 or $5,000 or whatever it is. But he gonna show himself mighty. If you move your little self out the way, stop trying to kill yourself to get what you need, and cry out unto the Lord, he's going to answer your prayer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He ain't short on hearing prayers.
Amen.
He told Daniel, I heard you the first time, but there, I want you to experience that there are principalities in the air. There are those demons of darkness that will block stuff that you say. That's why God say you got to be careful. Careful about what you say. Careful who you say it to. Because everybody that you tell the stuff to ain't for you.
Amen.
The enemy has sent them to block your blessing.
Come on now, Pastor. Come on, Pastor.
You got to be careful in this day and time who you open your mouth to.
Yes.
How can you quit? Yeah. You ain't paid in enough for what God has already given you to quit on God.
Amen.
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 When you quit, you don't quit on man, you quit on God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. When you rebel, you don't rebel against man, you rebel against God. How can you quit? Be careful of the conversation. Be careful who what you're talking about. Amen. The word of God, Paul told the Philippians, make sure that your words are edifying unto God.
Yes.
Make your words that come out your mouth to be fruitful words.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Quit on the things that you're doing out of flesh and pick up on the things that you're doing for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Stop running with that. Run to the house of God whenever you're given the opportunity. Run to the word of God whenever you're given the opportunity. Run to pray. Amen.
Yes.
These days and times, saying you ought to be kicking up dust.
Yes.
Somebody said, come pray. You ought to be like
Roadrunner.
Amen. They looked up, all they saw was the dust.
Amen.
And when you looked around, Roadrunner was standing on top of the mountain. Amen. You ought to have a Roadrunner experience. Amen. They go.
Amen.
They gone.
Amen.
The only famine is the famine in your mind.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell anybody, I told God, I said last week, show you something, saints. This is how you know when God is moving, and he's moving. He's moving. He's moving. Right now, and I like to share it with you, me, so that you can see that if I'm going through it, then you're subject to go through it too. Amen?
Amen.
Because it trickles from the head to the body.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Right at this second, I'm dealing with less than $1,000. At this second. Amen. Because God is a second man.
Yes.
He's nanosecond. Amen.
Amen.
That means that the second ago, I was dealing with $1,000. Show you how God moves. God has sent a couple of people in my midst this week. He sent me a millionaire to sit for me to go over their finances. Amen? He sent me another millionaire to talk about their blessings that had been spoken over their life. Amen? By this church last October. Amen?
Amen?
And I'm rejoicing with them. And I said, Lord, I know mine is right there. Because he said, rejoice with your brother, your sister.
Amen.
Exalt him.
Amen.
In all that you're doing.
Amen.
I said, God, to hear this and to see it, to feel it and to touch it, but to embrace it and possess it is what you have to meet me to. Amen? So I become weak that you may be strong to bring me through to an expected end of where you would have me to be. And I thank God for the yesterday experience. Because I know today is a new day.
Yeah.
I know today is a better day.
Uh-huh.
I know today is a day that God got the opportunity to bless again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise Him. You can't quit.
Amen.
Your blessings are right there.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Amen.
And if you quit, somebody else will get you. Because believe me, there's some folks ain't quit.
Amen.
There's some folks can't pay no bills, can't pay mortgage, barely got food on the table.
Yes,
but I can tell you this, they're on their face, they're praying, they're telling God, God, I got 50 cents, I'm going to put it in the tithing. I'm going to pay my tithes. God, if you bring me out, I promise you, that I'll do everything in my might to serve you.
Amen.
And God, folk, is calling his promises due.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
This church is a blessed church. Amen.
Amen.
You're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You better pick up on it. You better shout about it. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, intercessory prayer. God say, you better shout like David.
Amen.
What you say? To the running man and the running two and the running four. What you say, God?
Amen.
He said, get up and shout like David.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you got to know that this little remnant, God will cause to possess it all.
Amen.
So name it.
Amen.
You can't quit.
You can't quit.
It's time to get faster.
It's time to get faster.
I mean roadrunner faster.
Roadrunner faster.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I bless God for his word today.
Amen.
And I bless it for the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.